talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by U2, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. This is going to be our final show of the year. We're going to be doing a best of show next Saturday, and then the Saturday after, and then the Saturday after that will be in January with a new show. But and while we're on that topic, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Today's show, we're going to be talking to Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and we're going to be learning all about their very unique system of putting down a new floor over existing concrete, mostly in the garage area, covers up some of those ugly stains or cracks that might be in the existing concrete. But they use these tiny river pebbles and they combine that with a resin and put that down, and it looks great. It feels great on your feet, and you won't have to worry about any staining in the future. So it's kind of giving your garage floor a brand new look. We'll also be speaking with Elise Witt with Zuma, and Zuma is one of those hidden gems that you need to seek out. They take regular trips to Turkey and come back with containers full of Turkish rugs and runners and olive jars. These are really amazing, authentic pieces, and not super expensive either. So you'll buy something that your neighbors probably won't have, and it's authentic. It's not like it's meant to look distressed or something. It's the real deal. We're also going to be talking with Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring, and they've got a beautiful showroom in North Charleston, kind of between the peninsula and North Charleston. And we'll hear from Fred about some of the new flooring trends that you should know about. And then finally, we'll be talking to Warren DeHaven with Carolina Relining Solutions. And Carolina Relining Solutions is a company you should definitely write the phone number down for, because I'm a strong believer people should always have a good electrician to call just in case. You should have a plumber that is a go-to person, And with regards to Carolina Relining Solutions, you should write that number down, because one of these days you will have a problem with your sewer. And most likely what has happened is there's some sort of a blockage, or most people live in don't live in brand new homes, and so the sewer line that goes from your house to the street, sometimes that breaks down. Some of these older lines are made out of like terracotta, different kinds of material that deteriorate over time. And Carolina Relining Solutions has got a really, really cool system of you don't have to dig up your lawn to get access. And they basically are able to inject a liquid that hardens and creates a brand new sewer line without having to tear up your lawn and do invasive kind of work. We had a sewer backup a couple of summers ago, and it is nasty. And we didn't really know who to call. If we had known about Carolina Relining Solutions, we would have called them for sure. So give that a listen. Once again, thank you to all our listeners in 2022. We're going to have a brand new time slot coming up starting in January. We're moving the show from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. on Saturdays. So a little better time for people that are out and about doing errands. Have a great holiday. And joining us on the phone right now is Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. How you doing, Luke?
Very good, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Luke, take a moment and tell everyone about Coastal Stone Flooring.
Well, what it is natural stone, and then a specially formulated resin that is combined that creates the most durable floor covering that you can really put over concrete.
Gotcha. And, what parts of the house does Coastal Stone Flooring install this type of flooring?
So primarily it's garage floors. We do a lot of, we've been doing a ton of screened in porch areas. The product performs very well outside, but it is the nicest garage floor, nicest, most durable garage floor that you can put down. We've also, done interior spaces, den areas on split levels. We're doing an office building in North Charleston right now. So it's really anywhere that you have concrete, it's a great product to put over it.
Nice. And can you kind of describe what the stone flooring portion, what does the stone itself look like?
That's what people can't really visualize it until it's actually being installed. A lot of people, when they see pictures, it doesn't even represent well. But it's just, there's certain stones. I have a selection, kind of whatever the homeowner is looking for. But they're riverbed stones or lake stones. They're mined out of the ground. They're run through a process to make sure that they're tested and they're, they're going to perform for what we need them for. So,
and I'm looking at the Coastal Stone Flooring ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and the stone itself appears to be tiny pebbles. Correct? How big are these pebbles?
They range anywhere from a quarter inch, probably at the largest. And so there is a different size stone. So when it runs through the filtering process and when it's troweled out, and those different size and shape stones kind of are meshed together and then it cures, that's a lot of what gives it the strength that it has. Mm-hmm. Really, you think about what's going to go wrong with stone, right?
Yeah, true.
It's going to be there for a long time, so...
And the project that I'm looking at in Charleston Home and Design magazine, it's in a garage, and it looks like it's more on the like the tan or beige color scheme with these stones, small ones that are tan and mixed in with some darker ones, and a variant of different colors for these pebbles. Are there other colors that you can choose from?
Yeah, so I mean, we carry like a darker brown, a tannish color. It's a, you know, very corally, beachy feel. And then a rainbow color, which is my personal favorite, which that has been by far the most popular stone. And it's just got a mixture of any color you're looking for it. You know, look, any color you're looking for, you are going to find in that stone. Mm. And then we also have a gray. So...
Gotcha. And what does it feel? What does this stone floor feel like? If you were like walking through the space barefoot?
Yeah, everybody always says it feels like it's massaging their feet. You know, that is the first comment almost every time when somebody takes their shoe off and puts their foot on it.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, so it's a very neat feel.
Yeah, and what about durability? So if you're installing these coastal stone flooring in garages, you've got vehicles that are coming and mm-hmm. going and wheels turning and do the stones ever break loose or what about staining if you've got a little oil leak or something?
Right, and so we have testing that's been done on this product. It's 2 to 3 times stronger than what concrete is. So really anything that you can do to concrete, double that, and this flooring is going to withstand that. As far as the immersion testing, like they submerged it in oil for 500 hours, had no effect on it.
Hmm.
So it doesn't stain. No, it's not going to break loose. This is a product that's been proven out for over 3 decades by my father-in-law. Nice. So.
And so when you do have a spill on this coastal stone flooring, mm-hmm. is it how difficult or easy is it to clean up?
Yeah, super easy to clean. Everybody here that has a garage floor just says they take their leaf blower, blow it out, it looks like brand new again.
Oh, nice.
But you can hose it, you can pressure wash it with you can take a 6,000 PSI pressure washer and put it right against it. It's not going to do anything to it. So, cool. Yeah.
A lot of people that might be listening might be thinking, oh my gosh, my garage is a disaster. I really need to organize it this sounds like a great product that I really need, but what's the process like? Am I going to have to spend several weekends prepping before Coastal Stone Flooring even shows up, or how does the process work?
So it's really, and I'm glad you asked this question, because people often think, well, what am I going to do with all this stuff in my garage? And a very common process for that is we do the garage in two parts. And so you have everything, the half of the garage, we install the half that's uncovered. The next morning, we can help you move everything back to that side that's completed. We then install the second part of it, and then you are done the next morning to put everything back.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yep.
So, the folks at Coastal Stone Flooring, you are the ones that are physically moving the stuff people might have in their garage around then.
Well, yeah, I have an awesome team, and we always go above and beyond. You know, for example, we're doing a garage now. Got to the home and everything was not yet moved, and so first thing we do is how can we help, right?
Yeah.
And that's just how we are.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, besides garage floors, Coastal Stone Flooring, you folks have installed on patios. How does it stand up to UV rays from the sun?
Yeah, so there are UV inhibitors in the epoxy. So it is, I mean, it does require maintenance outdoor, right? It's kind of like staining a deck. And so, you know, every few years, or it just it depends on the location, but it can be 3 years, it can be 5 years, it can be 8 years. And if it starts to lose its appearance, you can just give us a call. We'll come out, we'll recondition it, and it'll look like brand new again.
You know, when it comes to people having like a concrete driveway or a concrete garage, inevitably there's going to be cracks that mm-hmm. occur in that concrete. How does Coastal Stone Flooring handle that with cracked concrete or uneven concrete?
Yeah, and so the product it's installed very similar to how concrete is installed. And so if there is any unevenness, we can just float that out by adding a little bit of extra material in the low area, and then you build it up and you'd never even know the difference. But there is preparation that's involved, and it just depends on, you know, all concrete's going to crack. It's like two guarantees you get with concrete. It's gonna get hard and it's gonna crack, right?
Right.
And so just depending on what needs to be dealt with, right? Mm-hmm. If we need to weld the crack, if we need to clean it out, if we need to epoxy weld it, is it just the hairline crack? You know, the control joints, we deal with those with expansion strips. So I mean, it just depends on the situation, which really it's very necessary for us to come out to a home to inspect a garage floor, to, you know, walk the homeowner through these steps that need to happen for an mm-hmm. installation.
Well, I kind of consider the garage to be the final frontier in your home. So you might, you may have remodeled your bathroom, your kitchen, you've got everything in your house looking good. Then there's the garage, and you can tell the people that take a lot of pride in their garages. Sometimes they leave their doors open, or sometimes they become sort of man caves, and they've got a TV out there and stuff. And then there's other people like us that we're going to keep our garage door down. We're not so proud of it, but you know, people do have pride. Homeowners have pride in their property, and this is the perfect product for someone who really wants that garage to look good, the patio, a sunroom, a laundry room, a game room. You've done all those different spaces, right, Luke?
Correct, right. And that's, I know for my home, Tim, like when I get home, I walk into the garage.
Yep.
Most of the time when people, they, you know, they're parking in our driveway and the garage door is open, and I mean, you cannot get a better entrance than having a Coastal Stone Flooring on your garage. It's really, it's a conversation piece that it just is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Stone Flooring?
They can reach out to us, you know, by telephone. It's 843-306-3063. You can also go on our website at coastalstonefloors.com. But just reach out to us and we'd be happy to answer questions and, you know, or come out to the home and look at the space and go over those options with you.
Good deal. Well, we and you can always find Coastal Stone Flooring in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and also on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been speaking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thank you, Tim. Have a blessed day, okay?
And joining us on the phone right now is Elise Witt with Zuma. How are you doing, Elise?
Good, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. Elise, take a moment. Tell everyone about Zuma.
Zuma is a business. It's named after my business partner and me. And we go to Turkey several times a year and we source rugs. And we also make products from our rugs, like furniture, and bring back some other goods from Turkey that we love. And we sell them at our warehouse in Mount Pleasant and also online.
And the public has discovered Zuma and all of your authentic products that you have, and what do your customers say about the rugs and all the olive jars and all of the textiles that you are making out of these rugs that originate from the Mideast, Turkey specifically?
Yeah, customers are loving it. They love the quality products that we bring back. We carry a lot of vintage rugs. We also make some new rugs that are handmade just like the vintage rugs in Turkey. The vintage rugs are all cleaned and repaired before they come over. So customers love that. They know they're getting a quality product, whether they're buying vintage or new. And they like our prices. We have a good a price line that's fairly affordable in comparison to some other, you know, places that you find rugs at. And they're loving the new products that we have. We brought back a lot of olive jars and olive oil glass jars like the demijohns, and we're also making a lot of furniture from our rugs that we meet with some artisans over there, and they will hand make furniture like ottomans, benches, footstools, and even some chairs, and the toppers are vintage rugs.
Oh, that's great. And your business partner, is she from Turkey?
Yes, Sue is from Turkey. And I've traveled back with her, I think it was around 2015, to visit her family and see the beautiful country. And sometime after that, we started talking about bringing back some products because we love them so much. And now we have Zuma.
That's great. And how many times have the two of you, or at least one of you, traveled to Turkey on buying trips and to get all the beautiful rugs and other items?
Well, I think our first official buying trip was 2017, and we went one time that year. And then in 2018, it was two times, and it's been three times ever since then, pretty much.
Mm.
So even during COVID, I think I went one time when COVID was hot, and she was able to go back and forth a little bit easier being a citizen. But we've been going back and forth several times a year.
That's great. And you buy these items by the container, is that correct?
Well, we actually have a warehouse in Turkey, and we have a team of people that we work with, and they work for us when we're not there too, so they can help source and, you know, make things, et cetera, when we're not there. So we have a warehouse over there where we kind of stockpile things during the year. We'll send some smaller shipments over via air freight that we need, but we kind of wait for a big container once or twice a year, and we kind of wait to fill it up according to what we need and leave a few things back there for the next container. But we just fill it up and it comes pretty quickly. Thank goodness we live near a port.
Yeah, really. That helps. And when was the last container that Zuma got in?
The last one was in October.
Have you made your way through all of that merchandise yet?
We have not. We stocked that thing so full. But so we have a lot of stuff, and we brought a few things over via air in between then. But a lot of olive jars, a lot of furniture, great rugs. So there's still lots of good stuff left from this container.
And these olive jars, I'm looking at the Zuma ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and these look like you've been transported back to the, you know, 12th century or something. And if you've ever watched a documentary where maybe there's scuba divers exploring an ancient wreck on the bottom of the sea, and you come across olive jars, these look exactly like the olive jars that are, you know, that were discovered hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Right. Well, they're not that old. You wouldn't be able to take them out of the country. But yeah, the tradition continues, and so they're not quite that old, but they are old, and they've been used to hold olives, and they're beautiful because they're all different sizes, and they've been glazed at some point on the inside. Some of them are glazed on the outside, and the glaze will drip on the outside. So, you know, it's kind of like looking at a piece of art, just like the rugs. Everyone is so different. You can kind of get lost just looking at them. They're really neat.
What are homeowners using for these olive jars and the different rugs and things like that? Where are they using them in their home?
Yeah, the olive jars, they do well outside. So you can use them outside on porches. They do great for table decor, some smaller ones, people using kitchens to hold kitchen utensils and stuff. But, you know, great for greenery or cool table settings or just a neat piece setting on the corner. I have quite a few at my house holding plants, and some others just more as art, you know, on a shelf. So they're used all over the house, inside and out. Mm-hmm. And rugs, lots of runners. People, you know, are redoing a lot of houses, buying new houses. So we sell a lot of large rugs. We have a good selection of large rugs, vintage and new. And so the large rugs and the runners are some of the hot sellers that we have.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. Americans love furnishings that have that the look as though they've sort of a distressed look that they've it's been around for a long time. People will pay good money for a beat up desk or something like that that's got chip paint and things like that. Things that maybe our parents would say, why would you want something like that? And I wonder, right, if the people in Turkey who you're buying these items from, they're used, they're worn, and you know, do they think that we're just crazy in America for wanting to buy all these used items from them?
No, not at all. I think they're kind of proud of it and like that people appreciate part of their history. One of our main business people that we work with, we call him our business partner, even though he's really not. We will go to his house for dinner. And the funny thing is, he doesn't have any vintage rugs. He has brand new machine rugs in his house. But that's just him, you know what I mean? But he loves them, his art and other things too. But no, they love sharing the culture and the history.
Do you sit on the floor when you have dinner at his house?
No.
It's not like you see in the movies then, right?
No. But we do have that. We'll have a little table like that for tea and some snacks at the shop sometimes when we're in our warehouse.
Gotcha. And so Zuma, you folks, you have your partner in Turkey, and I bet that he is constantly on the hunt for all these different olive jars and rugs and things like that. You mentioned, mm-hmm, that some of them are vintage. They're well worn. They've got holes and things like that you patch up before you sell them to your customers at Zuma.
Yeah, sometimes when we find rugs there, they, you know, they have been used, or some of them have been used by nomadic people who live in tents. So they need a good cleaning, and we get that done there. And a lot of them need repair. Some of it is not much. Some of it's quite extensive. And the pieces of rugs that we use for our furniture are the rugs that we find that have a lot of damage, and it's not really worth, you'd have to do so much repair, mm-hmm, to it. It's almost like making a new rug. So we take out the sections of some of the rugs that are really worn that we find. And so we kind of upcycle them so they can keep on living a new life in a piece of furniture.
And that ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine I'm looking at, it looks like one of the items that you make from these rugs are purses.
We do. Yeah, we make some. We call them day bags and overnight bags. We do have a few clutches, but we just love that. We love the rugs, and we love to see, you know, we find these pieces that have so much history and such a great story, and the design's beautiful. We hate to see them go to waste if it's just a little scrap, but so we put them to use in the bags as well.
That's great. And these are perfect items for the holidays coming up, and people, yeah, looking for unique gifts. You don't want to give just something that anyone can have. You want to give something that's unique, and the rugs and the olive jars and all the other items that you upcycle at Zuma, those are all great gift ideas for people.
Yeah, everything we have in the store is one of a kind. So even the one rugs that we have that are made new, because they're handmade, they're still one of a kind too. But, mm-hmm, you know, every olive jar is one of a kind. They come in all different sizes, so you have a price range, you know, that's very affordable, that goes on up. But there's price ranges that will fit everybody, and great unique gifts for, mm-hmm, one of a kind for your one of a kind person.
And speaking of affordability, Zuma, you folks are located a little off the beaten path, but definitely less expensive for rent, and I'm sure you pass that on to your customers. You don't have to charge as much for these items because you don't pay as much for your off the beaten location. Can you tell everyone where that is?
Yep, we are located in Johnny Dodds Boulevard, but you won't see us from Johnny Dodds Boulevard. So a good landmark is Parks Auto Parts, and there's a road that's not named, kind of a driveway, I guess, that you would say, that goes in between Parks Auto Parts and the rheumatology office next door. If you take that drive, we are three buildings behind Parks Auto Parts in a gray warehouse. Mm.
I think there used to be a Wells Fargo there too, right?
Yes, I think that's what the rheumatology office is.
Gotcha.
Old bank.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, and then how about on the web?
On the website, we have a lot of our products listed. We have more in store. So people can shop online, and or if they're looking online, especially if they're out of town, if there's something that they're looking for that they don't see online, they're welcome to message us through the website, and we can see what we can find them in store.
And that's ZumaImports.com for your website. And
that's it.
Zuma Imports on Instagram as well.
That's it.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Elise Witt with Zuma. Thanks so much, Elise.
Thank you so much, Tim. Hope you have a great day.
You too. And joining us on the phone right now is Fred Stone, the owner of Elegant Flooring. How you doing, Fred?
Tim, I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you today?
Doing just fine. Thank you.
Good.
Fred, take a moment and tell everyone about Elegant Flooring.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. We are a local flooring company who specializes in labor and materials for wood, tile, and carpet. We do a little carpet as well. Nobody really knows that. we were founded in 2006. And we were kind of a niche hardwood flooring company, did a lot of remodels and older homes and difficulties of working with, you know, unique old historic wood and matching and staining. And our business grew, you know, to do more requests for new homes and providing, you know, different types of wood. And then our business evolved again to contractors requesting us to do their tile and carpet. We do a lot of, there's a lot of beautiful homes in low country. So we do a lot of higher end work. That's kind of our niche is
good.
Being a one stop shop for semi-custom and custom homes in the area.
Gotcha. And for some of our listeners who may not be aware of this, Elegant Flooring was contracted to, did you refinish the flooring at the Gibbs Museum, or did you install new flooring there?
We did both, Tim. It was over 15,000 feet of provided a white oak, 5-inch engineered finished. Engineered wood with sandable, and we did a custom oil finish, and we provided, installed, and finished in the Gibbs Museum.
Nice. Well, that's a very prestigious project to be involved in, and I mean, I can't think of a project that there must have been more pressure on you to succeed in. A museum. I mean, you got to get it right, don't you?
Yeah, it was a great honor to be asked to do it and to see our team take so much pride and finish on time, on budget, and do really, really great work for a historic museum in our area. Was a really great task to be asked to be a part of it, and we're happy that everybody's happy with our work. We've actually, since then, they've had some other projects, and they've been fortunate enough to do, I think, three other areas of the museum and be a part of the changes. So we're happy to be associated with the Gibbs Museum.
Did you have to take any kind of special consideration with regards to the artwork that's hung on the walls, or was that taken off while you were sanding, and because that can get kind of dusty, right?
Yes. They were all taken off. It was a pretty big renovation for the museum, but you know, still they were the art was stored in the museum, and it was such unique and art. Even in their storage areas, we still had to take precaution not to disturb the art that which were in like very secluded and very carefully placed storage areas in the museum. But it was still, we had to be so delicate and watch out for the fumes and the dust and the finishes that, you know, even though the art was not in the areas we were working, we still had to be careful because it was stored in the museum. So we worked with a curator and the manager of the museum to really take great care, and we had a really nice project.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on being chosen for that project, refinishing all the flooring and installing new flooring at the Gibbs Museum downtown. Fred, I'm looking at your the elegant flooring ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it shows a nice, beautiful photograph of the elegant flooring showroom that you have. And can you kind of describe for our listeners what they will see when they visit the elegant flooring showroom?
That's great, Tim. Yeah, thank you. We wanted to really make a space where customers can envision their home and see different options. And you know, have envision how the remodel or their custom home would be built. So we modeled after a store that's in well-known store in actually Manhattan, New York. It's well-known in our industry, and we modeled our showroom space after that with our shelving and our samples on the wall and our tile. And it's also nice because we run our crews and our employees are run out of the same building.
Right.
It's all right there, and it's a place where you can you know, meet our account managers who can learn about your project, see different samples, talk about you know, estimating the project, you know, by coming to the site, or maybe it's just in the design or early stages, and you know, help you lay out budgets, costs, and vision how it'll look, and do it all for you with materials and labor for your flooring needs and your jobs.
Gotcha. And in the photo of the elegant flooring showroom, I'm seeing lots of sort of panels of different kinds of wood flooring, and as well as tile samples. And you had mentioned before when we started the interview that elegant flooring also provides luxury vinyl tile and carpeting as well.
Right. We sure do. We kept on getting asked, and we made the commitment to have great product, great training, and great employees. That's going to be a one-stop shop for your flooring needs with hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, and we even do some carpet, so we can be one source for builders and their homeowner needs.
Have you noticed a particular type of flooring that you're finding homeowners are asking for more than others?
Yeah, we're still in the wood flooring. We're still getting a lot of requests for wide plank, white oak. A lot of engineered. We have some specials on that for some wide plank, white oak right now. We got a great source of that. So we're getting those requests. And white oak's a material that could be. It can be stained, light, dark. It can be whitewashed. It can be, you know, have a dark stain, and or it can be just as beautiful natural. So we're getting a lot of requests for wide plank, white oak, and wood flooring. And gosh, we're doing all kind of tile designs, backsplashes, wood floors, shower walls. There's certain things that never go out of style, but we're getting a ton of requests for anything you can envision. So. We just like to listen to the customer, hear what they're looking for, listen to their, you know, if they have a budget for the project, if they have a design idea, we listen to them and we can tweak it accordingly to what their needs are.
Excellent. Good deal. And Elegant Flooring, I like to say that you folks are kind of in the cheap rent district. It's on the upper part of Meeting Street, and I'm sure that gives you an opportunity to kind of pass those savings on to customers. But can you tell our listeners where the Elegant Flooring showroom is?
Yeah, it's off Meeting Street Extension, off Dorchester Road. Dorchester Road off the exit on 26. I'm sorry. Yes, Dorchester Road on the exit off 26. And then it's a short side street off Dorchester on Meeting Street Road. And it is easy to get to, kind of in between Charleston. I guess it's officially North Charleston, but it's kind of the downtown side. We're by appointment only. 843-723-8172 is our phone number. Also our website at hardwoodflooringcharleston.com. And we'd love to hear about how we can help them.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Fred Stone, the owner of Elegant Flooring, and you can always find Elegant Flooring within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thank you so much, Fred.
Okay, great, Tim. Thanks for the opportunity.
And joining us on the phone right now is Warren DeHaven with Carolina Relining Solutions. How you doing, Warren?
I'm good, Tim. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Warren, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Relining Solutions.
Yeah, so Carolina Relining Solutions is focused on sewer line restoration and trenchless pipe restoration. So what we do, essentially, we're able to repair and replace your sewer line pipes without having to dig and excavate your yard or your house. So if you've been told by one of the local plumbers, hey, we need to dig this line up, we need to dig up your house, we're going to have to dig through, you know, your kitchen, your bathroom, and then re-pour concrete and replace all your tile, we have a solution for you that will help to eliminate a lot of cost associated with restoring your house, restoring everything above that sewer line, and we can typically get it done in less than a day.
Gotcha. Well, let's back up for a second, because before a homeowner has a conversation with a plumber and the plumber tells them about having to tear everything up, they're experiencing some problems. What kinds of telltale signs or problems will a homeowner experience that would make them motivate them to place that call to a plumber?
Right. Well, I mean, just like a roof or any other of the parts in your house, your sewer line does have a shelf life on it, which if you have a cast iron sewer line, like a lot of people do around here, or clay terracotta, it's about a 50-year life expectancy. So as that pipe starts to get older, the lining inside of the pipe starts to decay, and you start to build up rust and tuberculation and scale inside of that pipe. And that causes solids and things to get hung up as it's supposed to flow through the pipe. So if you're starting to experience backups, you're starting to get sewer gas smells, you have gargling toilets, or if you've had a situation where you've had backups to where sewage starts coming up in other locations, such as showers or sinks, that's a really good indication that you've got a mainline sewer issue, and that's probably related to an old decaying sewer line.
Mm-hmm. So that sewer line that goes between the street and your house, that's not something the water company is responsible for. Is that correct?
That's right. Every jurisdiction here in Charleston has a little bit different rules as to where they pick up that pipe and where you're responsible for it. But for the most part, the homeowner is responsible for the sewer line for everything that's under their house all the way to where it ties into your main line. So a lot of times that can even be out in the street of the or across the street from your house.
Hmm. So talk about what Carolina Relining Solutions can do to fix that problem.
Right. So if you've had backups, you've experienced backups, and you would like to get a permanent solution to stop this headache, what we would do, the first thing we would do is we'd come in and we'd do a camera inspection to evaluate the shape of your current line and to make sure what materials are it's built out of. So if you have a clean out in the front of your house, it makes the camera inspection really easy. If you don't have a clean out, we can always do it through a toilet line, or we can install a clean out for you. With every house, new codes require you to have a clean out, but a lot of these older houses, you don't have clean outs in the front.
What's the clean out look like that they might notice it?
If you see a white cap, typically with a square head on top of it, mm-hmm. square nut head on top of it, in your yard, that is a clean out. And clean outs come in different shapes and sizes. Sometimes you have a one directional clean out, which when you open it up, you can only go from that clean out towards the street. That's kind of an older style. The newer styles are what we call a bi-directional clean out, where you open it up and it actually has a T that allows the camera or the auger to go both directions, both towards your house and towards the street. So what we'd like to see and what we recommend all customers have is a bi-directional clean out where your sewer line leaves your house and enters into your yard going towards your main city lateral. But just kind of to back up a little bit and tell you what the process and what we would do if you have a backup, obviously you can give us a call and we'll come out and we'll clear your backup for you. And then we'll determine the cause of the backup. So backups could be caused by an old deteriorated pipe that has trench rot in it, which means the bottom of your pipe is actually starting to rot out to where the bottom of your pipe is disappearing. Or it could be caused by just heavy, heavy scale tuberculation buildup. So that's why we got to get in there and get a camera evaluation to know what is the cause of your issues. Mm-hmm. Once we've determined the cause of your issues, we can then provide you with a solution, whether it's our pulled in place UV liner or inversion reliner, or if it's an epoxy spin coating liner. There's several different products that we offer for different situations to make sure we got the right fit for your sewer line.
Mm-hmm. So the relining part, that's very, very interesting. So you're not digging up the old pipe and then putting a new pipe in there. Talk about the relining of the old existing pipe that's in the ground.
Right. So the first thing we got to do is get a clean host pipe. So we use the pipe, the existing pipe that is in the ground, essentially as a conduit to install a new pipe into it. So first thing we would do is we come through and we would clean and descale that pipe. We get all the corrosion and all the buildup out of the pipe. And then the next thing we would do is jet the pipe to get, to get everything that we removed out. And now we got a clean host line. And then the relining process itself is, as I kind of mentioned earlier, we have a couple different processes. The first process is called inversion. And what we do, there's a drum, a host drum that we have the pipe coiled up into. And it's kind of like a felt, almost sock, if you will, that we use air pressure and we blow it into the existing pipe. And then following that, we blow what is called a calibration tube into the pipe. And that is a big balloon that we air up and lets the liner form to the pipe. It actually makes the liner round like you would want your pipe to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a UV light that we send in inside of the blown up liner, and that UV light cures the resin that is impregnated in the liner to harden it and make it as hard, kind of like a new PVC pipe inside of your old cast iron pipe. And at that point in time, that old cast iron pipe that's decaying is no longer needed. It's because you have a new pipe in place.
Gotcha. So a lot of people are familiar with the resins, and when you mix one part with another, that you have a short amount of time usually to kind of mix it together before it gets hard, so that's kind of the case, and the UV light is what you use to harden and cure the new relined pipe in the ground. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So once we mix it, it really has a shelf life of about 6 months. So you don't have to worry about it hardening unless it comes in contact with UV light. That liner will not be activated unless it comes in contact with UV light, which obviously the sun provides UV light. So if we were outside, we do have to protect that liner from UV light while it's being installed. But other than that, I mean, it's only activated by the UV light. You wouldn't, it's not like a ambient resin where it's going, the two parts mix together and it will start hardening immediately.
Oh, I gotcha. Good deal. And so when, after the pipe is relined, it's good as new then, right? Just as good as having to tear up your whole lawn and parts of your house to remove the old cast iron pipe, and you've got a new relined pipe. Is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, one of the advantages of it that makes it actually better than new is it's a seamless pipe, so there's actually no joints that roots can get in and grow through. So you know, a lot of issues that you see is that bell where your terracotta comes together, or even joints where you have PVC pipe that wasn't maybe glued as well as it should be. You'll get root intrusion growing through those joints. But when you do a pipe liner, you actually have a seamless, jointless pipe that roots cannot penetrate. So in some ways, it's actually better than just dig and replace PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm. Where are there specific parts of town where homes are are more susceptible to this kind of thing?
Well, definitely the older houses are going to have more issues. And then the relining isn't probably going to be as cost effective on a house that's elevated, that has a good crawl space and has a sewer line that's elevated in the crawl space. Where we're going to be the most effective and the most cost effective is when you actually are going to have to get into digging and digging up, yards, driveways, concrete, or if some of the older houses that are not very elevated, the pipe goes immediately underground and it gives you about a foot of working headroom in there. And you can imagine trying to get in there and dig that out with that little headroom. Those are the situations where we're going to be able to provide you the most cost savings for sewer pipe restoration, sewer pipe relining.
Gotcha. And when you say older homes, some people are thinking the older homes downtown, but are there other older homes in other parts of town where Carolina Relining Solutions has done this kind of work?
Well, right. Like as I stated, like a sewer line, your cast iron pipe has a life expectancy of about 50 years. So majority of Charleston, the houses in Charleston are older than 50 years. So when I say older house, I mean something older than 50 years.
I gotcha. Yeah. And there's
I don't just mean the, downtown historic district.
Right. Yeah. And for whatever reason, those ranch style brick homes that you see all through West Ashley and James Island and Mount Pleasant, those were probably built in the 60s or 70s, and those are about 50 years old. So, what happens? How quickly does Carolina Relining Solutions respond when there's a problem, because, you know, if it's one thing to kind of smell sewer gas and try to figure out, you know, how to live with that. But then when you actually have a toilet that overflows or some sewage that's backing up to, into the shower or bath or something like that, that's not something that people can live with. They need help right away.
Right. So we actually have a sister company, Rooter Now, which specializes in drain cleaning and residential plumbing. So if you have an immediate issue, we can get out to you same day, 24-hour service, solve your immediate problem. We'll get you cleared, we'll get you flowing, and then we can get that camera inspection done at the same time, get that data over to Butch, who's our manager at Carolina Relining Solutions, who's got over 25 years of industry experience doing the relining, and he can get a look at it and get you a permanent solution. So, so for the customers that have an immediate, hey, I've got a backup and I need somebody now, you can call us and we'll get our sister company, Rooter Now, out there and we'll take care of you immediately.
That's good to hear. And because we experienced something like this in the past, and not many plumbers want to do this kind of work, right? They're more used to I can come out and install a new toilet for you, or install the fixtures in your shower or what have you. But this is a bigger job, and you know, people start calling plumbers, they're either not going to get a call back or they're going to get told that this is not really their specialty.
Right. I mean, we specialize in sewer pipe restoration. So if you've got a sewer issue, give us a call. We oftentimes can fix problems that other people can't.
Yeah, and we're going to give your number in a couple minutes, but I am a firm believer. It's good to have a good electrician that you can call. It's good to have a good reliable plumber that you can call if you have a problem. And if you're experiencing what we've been describing here today, you're definitely going to want to have a number on your phone memorized for Carolina Relining Solutions, because it's going to save you a lot of time calling different plumbers and them, you know, it takes time for them to get back to you and what have you, and then to be told that they really don't do that kind of work, and if they were to do it, they're going to charge you a kind of a nuisance fee because they really don't want to do that work. So if somebody's willing to pay whatever amount, then yeah, we'll do it for you. But Carolina Relining Solutions, you folks, this is your specialty. This is your bread and butter, right?
That's right.
Well, let's share that number with our listeners now then. And hopefully they can write this down. It's good to be prepared. Sometimes your mind is telling you, oh, I need to write that number down for the future, and you're just not quite motivated enough to do it. But you know, I would like our listeners to take a moment and write down this number and website, so that if and when something like this happens, they'll know exactly who to call.
Right. So you can reach our office number at 843-212-4111. And if you have any issues, you can ask for me directly. My name is Warren. And our website is crscharleston.com.
crscharleston.com. And that's the initials for Carolina Relining Solutions, correct?
That is correct. And again, the phone number is 843-212-4111.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Warren DeHaven with Carolina Relining Solutions. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
Talking about a one-night stand. I wanna be your man. I said, a whole world. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Talking About a Home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.